Talking with Steve Thompson, of course, with the lobbying side of things for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, maybe first of all, congratulations. You've been officially named as kind of the lead for the Governmental Affairs Department for Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Thank you, Ron. I'm very excited, very blessed with this opportunity from our board of directors and our president and executive director, and take it very seriously and very optimistic about the future of Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the things that we can do for our members and for the state of Oklahoma in agriculture.
Now, right off the bat, as you've taken on this role after the retirement of Senator Justice, you have immediately jumped into the August area meetings. You're kind of giving the membership an update, and you're also getting feedback from those members. What sort of things are you telling members as you go around these August area meetings?
Well, we've given a little look back at the 2019 legislative session and then kind of a sneak preview of what we foresee on the horizon for 2020 at the state capitol. And this is really the kickoff to our policy development process. The members that come to these meetings then will go back to their local county area and develop policy recommendations, and it'll work its way up through the county and district level to our state resolutions process. And that really forms our guidance for the next year. And so we talked about all of the changes at the Capitol, and as we've talked about many times, all the new faces there and how the dynamics have changed, and really talked about some of the old classics, you know, ag sales tax exemption and ad valorem taxes. And that's really one of the key issues that we've been discussing is a proposal that municipalities had out there to tap into a new ad valorem tax for public safety, police, fire, ambulance, jails, things like that. And our members have been somewhat split about how to approach that. So we've had a really good discussion trying to understand the proposals. I've been very impressed with the interest level of the members on those issues and really wanting to understand them, and really have a good group of folks have been coming to these meetings. We were just up in Pryor last night, had 80 people in the room, and stayed there really late because everybody wanted to talk about the issues that were going on. I know the weather right now, we've turned off awful hot and dry, and you know how that goes, Ron. You get a group together in our part of the world, and they want to talk about that quite a bit. And trade and tariffs seems to be the common thread as far as what comes out of our audience of concern, things going on in Washington, D.C. So we have a number of different issues, you know, tax level, more here in the state, but the international trade issue is really what comes up from the federal side.
I know that you're obviously hearing from your members, and you mentioned those things that are kind of those tried and true issues that everybody's kind of interested in. But anything really standing out thus far, the first three or four meetings you've had?
Well, I think that their approach to this point in time has been just considering all of the things that are out there, and they'll go back and meet with their areas. You know, we've had folks from multiple counties in there, but I think that the concern about the future of agriculture in rural Oklahoma is really what stands out. They're very concerned about commodity prices and what the future will look like for their kids and grandkids. I know that's been the thing that has stuck out to me, is that not very few people have expressed any concern about necessarily about, you know, their bottom line, except for in the context of how it would affect who they want to keep this operation going for. So they have such an investment in the future and their heritage that just means so much to them. That has really stood out to me, that the concern, whether it be taxes, whether it be commodity prices, tariffs, China, things like that, that it is all tied back into. There's such a strong commitment to keep the next generation alive and going in rural Oklahoma. And it's really kind of an inspiration seeing how they're fighting not just for themselves, but for the kids and grandkids as well.
You know, one thing that, of course, everybody within agriculture seems to have kind of watch pretty closely, all the regulatory stuff going on. A little bit of a victory as far as if indeed they can get it successfully through all the court battles that may be out there. But these changes to the Endangered Species Act may help us, especially, I guess, well, on the western side of the state with the lesser prairie chicken.
Yeah, that seems to be something that we have fought for a number of years is you have something that's envisioned as a great idea, but somehow down through the years and through the enforcement and application, it seems to maybe get a little bit off track. And that is a perfect case study in that with the Endangered Species Act. And we're we're very pleased that, a little bit of common sense may go into that process for the first time in a long time, and still a little ways left to go with that. But what we're hearing and seeing on that so far is certainly a productive, positive step in the right direction. And we want to take care of the world around us as much or more than anybody else. But, you know, there's a common sense way to do it. And I promise you, if the federal government would work with us, we out on the land will come up with a common sense way to coexist with everyone.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Thompson, Senior Director for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.